Chapter 5. Dr. Ivan Arnoldovich Bomenthal's journal. A slim notebook and writing paper format. Covered in Bomenthal's handwriting. On the first two pages, it is close, neat and clear. Thereafter, it is erratic and agitated, with a large number of blots. 22nd December 1924. Monday. Case history. Test animal. A dog, approximately 2 years of age. Male. Breed, mongrel. Name, Sharik. Coat thin, clumpy, reddish-brownish with darker patches. Tail, the colour of baked milk. On right side, the traces of a completely healed burn. Diet, prior to acquisition by the professor, poor. After 1 week here, extremely well-fed. Weight, 8 kilograms! Exclamation mark. Heart, lungs, stomach, temperature, healthy. 23rd December. At 8:30 in the evening, the first operation in Europe using Professor Preobrazhensky's method was performed. Under chloroform anesthetic, Sharik's testicles were removed and human testicles with their appendages and spermatic cords were implanted in their place. They were taken from a 28-year-old man who died 4 hours and 4 minutes before the operation and preserved in sterilized physiological fluid according to Professor Preobrazhensky's method. Immediately after this, performing trepanning at the top of the skull and appendage of the brain, the pituitary gland was removed and replaced by a human pituitary gland from the above-mentioned man. 8 centiliters of chloroform were injected, 1 syringe of camphor, 2 syringes of adrenaline into the heart. Basis for the operation: the performance of an experiment by Professor Preobrazhensky on the combined transplantation of the pituitary gland and testicles in order to clarify the question of the pituitary gland's acclimation rate and its subsequent effect on the rejuvenation of the organism. Operation carried out by Professor Philip Filipovich Preobrazhensky. Assisted by Dr. Ivan Arnoldovich Bomenthal. During the night following the operation, pulse rate repeatedly dropped to dangerous levels. A fatal outcome anticipated. Immense doses of camphor according to the Preobrazhensky method. 24th December. In the morning, an improvement. Breathing twice normal rate, temperature 42 degrees. Camphor and caffeine subcutaneously. 25th December. Further deterioration. Pulse barely detectable, cooling of the extremities, no pupil response. Adrenaline into the heart, camphor according to the Preobrazhensky method, physiological fluid intravenously. 26th December. Some improvement. Pulse 180, breathing 92, temperature 41 degrees. Camphor, feeding by enema. 27th December. Pulse 152, breathing 50, temperature 39.8 degrees, pupils responding. Camphor subcutaneously. 28th December. Significant improvement. At midday, sudden copious sweating, temperature 37 degrees. Condition of surgical wounds unchanged, dressings renewed, first signs of appetite, liquid nourishment. 29th December. Sudden onset of molting of fur on forehead and sides of the body. Summoned for consultation, Professor of the Department of Skin Diseases, Vasily Vasilievich Bundaryov, and the Director of the Moscow Model Veterinary Institute. Their conclusion was that no similar case has been described in the literature. No definitive diagnosis made. Temperature normal. Note in pencil. Barked for the first time this evening, 8:15. The timbre of the voice has changed quite sharply and distinctly, and the tone is lower. Instead of the sound bow-bow, the bark consists of the syllables ah-oo, and its tone is vaguely reminiscent of a groan. 30th December. The shedding of the fur has developed into general alopecia. Weighing produced an unexpected result. Weight was 30 kilogram due to growth, lengthening of the bones. The dog remains in a lying position as before. 31st December. A colossal appetite. A blot in the notebook, following the blot in hasty handwriting. At 12:12 in the afternoon, the dog distinctly barked, sh-i-f. There is a break in the notebook, and then the following, evidently written in error due to agitation. 1st December, crossed out and corrected. 1st January, 1925. Photographed this morning, quite distinctly barks, shif, repeating this word loudly and apparently enjoying it greatly. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, in capital letters, he laughed, causing the housemaid Zena to faint. In the evening, he pronounced the word shif-some, or shif, 8 times in a row. Written in crooked letters in pencil. The professor has deciphered the word shif-some. It means moss fish. This is quite incredible. 2nd January. Photographed while smiling using magnesium. Got up from the bed and stood confidently on his hind legs for half an hour. Almost my height. A page inserted in the notebook. Russian science has barely escaped a heavy loss. Case history of Professor Philip Filipovich Preobrazhensky. At 1:13, Professor Preobrazhensky fainted away completely and fell. In falling, he struck his head against the leg of a chair. Tincture of valerian. While Zena and I were present, the dog, if it can be called a dog, of course, abused Professor Preobrazhensky in obscene language. A break in notes. 6th of January. In places in pencil, in places in purple ink. Today, after his tail fell off, he pronounced the word tavern quite distinctly. The phonograph is working. Damned if I know what's going on. I am completely at a loss. The professor has stopped receiving patients. Since 5 o'clock, we have heard vulgar swearing coming from the examination room, where this creature is strutting about, and the words, another couple. 7th January. He speaks a large number of words. Cabby? No seats left? Evening Gazette? The best present for children? And absolutely all the swear words that exist in the vocabulary of Russian. His appearance is strange. The only remaining fur is on his head, on his chin, and on his chest. Otherwise, he's hairless, with flaccid skin. In the region of the sexual organs, he is assuming the form of a man. The skull is significantly enlarged. The forehead is low and slanting. My God, I am going to go insane. Philip Filipovich is still feeling unwell. I am conducting most of the observations. Phonograph, photographs. Rumours have spread through the city. The consequences are incalculable. This afternoon, the entire lane was full of various good-for-nothings and old women. The idlers are still standing under the windows now. The morning newspapers carried a quite incredible notice. The rumours of a Martian on Obukov Lane are entirely unfounded. They were spread by traders from the Sukhovsky market and will be strictly punished. What damned Martian are they talking about? This is a total nightmare. Even better in the evening newspaper. They wrote that a child has been born who can play the violin, with a drawing of a violin and my photograph with the caption, Professor Preobrazhensky, who carried out the caesarean section on the mother. This is absolutely unspeakable. He is pronouncing a new word. Militiaman. Apparently, Daria Petrovna was in love with me and pinched the photograph from Philip Filipovich's album. After I threw the reporters out, one of them crept into the kitchen and so on. Total chaos during reception hours. Today there were 82 calls. The telephone has been switched off. The childless women have gone mad, and they come. The full membership of the House Committee, led by Schwander. But they themselves don't know why. 8th January. Late yesterday evening, a diagnosis was made. As a true scientist, Philip Filipovich acknowledges his mistake. Transplanting the pituitary gland does not result in rejuvenation, but in total humanization. Underlined three times. His astonishing and astounding discovery is nonetheless significant for that. He walked around the flat for the first time today. He laughed in the corridor when he looked at the electric lamp. Then, accompanied by Filip Filipovich and myself, he went through into the study. He stands firmly on his hind, word crossed out, on his legs, and gives the impression of a small man with a poorly developed physique. He laughed in the study. His smile is unpleasant and somehow artificial. After that, he scratched the back of his head, looked around, and I noted down a new, distinctly pronounced word, bourgeois. He swore. His obscenity is methodical, continuous, and apparently entirely devoid of meaning. It has a certain phonographic quality, as if this creature had heard the swear words somewhere before and recorded them in its brain automatically and unconsciously, and now it is spewing them out in bundles. But damn it, I'm not a psychiatrist. For some reason, Filip Filipovich finds this swearing remarkably distressing. There are moments when he seems to abandon the cool, restrained observation of new phenomena and lose patience. For instance, at one point during the swearing, he suddenly shouted out nervously, "Stop that!" This produced no effect whatsoever. Following the stroll in the study, it required our joint efforts to reinstall Sharik in the examination room. After that, Filip Filipovich and I consulted. I must confess that this was the first time I had ever seen this confident and strikingly intelligent man at a loss. Singing quietly to himself, as is his habit, he asked, "What are we going to do now?" And he answered himself word for word as follows. "Moscow, so." "Yes." "From Seville to Granada, Moscow, so, my dear doctor." I didn't understand a thing. He explained, "I request you, Ivan Arnoldovich, to buy him underwear, trousers, and a jacket." 9th January. His vocabulary has been expanding by a new word every 5 minutes, on average, and since this morning by phrases, too. It is as if they were frozen in his mind and now they're thawing and emerging. Once it has emerged, a word remains in use. Since yesterday evening, the phonograph has recorded, "Stop shoving, scoundrel, get off the platform, I'll show you, America confesses, Primus stove." 10th of January. The dressing has taken place. He allowed the undershirt to be put on him quite willingly, even laughing happily. He refused the long johns, expressing his protest in hoarse cries of, "Get in line, you sons of bitches, get in line." He was dressed. The socks are too large for him. Some schematic drawings in the notebook, all indications suggesting that they represent the transformation of a dog's leg into a human one. Elongation of the rear half of the skeleton of the foot. Tarsus. Extension of the toes. Claws. Repeated systematic training in the use of the toilet. The servants are completely dispirited. But the creature's intelligence should be noted. Things are definitely moving in the right direction. 11th January. Completely reconciled to the trousers. Pronounced the long, cheerful phrase, "Give me some fags. You're wearing striped bags." The fur on his head is fine and silky. It can be easily confused with hair. But he still has white patches on the crown of his head, today the final fluff molted from his ears. A colossal appetite. Greatly enjoys eating herrings. An event at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The first words pronounced by the creature not an abstraction from surrounding phenomena, but in response to them. At the precise moment when the professor told him, "Don't throw your leftovers on the floor," he replied unexpectedly, "Shove off, you scab." Filip Filipovich was astounded. Then he recovered his composure and said, "If you dare to swear at me or the doctor again, you'll catch it hot." I was photographing Sharik at that moment. I am certain that he understood what the professor said. His face turned dark and sullen. He glowered rather resentfully, but then he quietened down. Hurrah! He understands. 12th January. Putting his hands in the pockets of his trousers. We are teaching him not to swear. He whistled, "Oi, little apple." He can converse coherently. I cannot refrain from several hypotheses. Rejuvenation be damned for the time being. There is something else here immeasurably more important. Professor Preobrazhensky's remarkable experiment has revealed one of the mysteries of the human brain. The previously baffling function of the pituitary gland, an appendage to the brain, has been explained. It determines the human form. Its hormones may be called the most important in the body, the hormones of form. A new area of science is opening up. A homunculus has been created without any Faustian retort. The surgeon's scalpel has brought into being a new unit of humanity. Professor Preobrazhensky, you are a creator. Blot. But I have been deviated from my theme, and so he can converse coherently. According to my supposition, what is happening is as follows. The successfully grafted pituitary gland has opened the speech center in the dog's brain, and the words have come flooding out. As I see it, what we have here is a developed brain that has come to life, not a newly created one. Oh, glorious confirmation of evolutionary theory! Oh, most great chain of life from the dog to the chemist Mendeleev! Another hypothesis of mine. During his period as a dog, Sharik's brain accumulated a huge number of concepts. All of the words that he began using in the first instance are street words. He heard them and stored them away in his brain. Now, as I walk down the street, I watch the dogs I meet with secret horror. God only knows what they have stored away in their brains. Sharik was reading. Reading! 3 exclamation marks. I guessed it, from Mossfish. He was reading that backwards from the end. And I even know where the solution to this riddle lies, in the dog's optic chiasm. The things that are going on in Moscow are beyond all human comprehension. 7 Sukharevsky market traders are already in jail for spreading rumours about the end of the world that the Bolsheviks have brought down on us. Daria Petrovna told me, and even named the precise date. On 28th November 1925, St. Stephen's Day, the world will collide with the axis of the universe. Some swindlers are already giving public lectures. We've stirred up such a commotion with this pituitary gland of ours. I feel like running away from the apartment. I have moved in with Preobrazhensky at his own request, and I spent the night in the reception room with Sharik. The examination room has been converted into a reception room. Schwonda was right after all. The House Committee is gloating. There is not a single pane of glass in the cupboards because he has been jumping about. We barely managed to break him of the habit. Something strange is happening to Philip. When I told him about my hypotheses and my hope of developing Sharik into a spiritually advanced individual, he hemmed and asked, "Do you really think so?" His tone is ominous. Could I really be mistaken? The old man has thought of something. While I tinker with the case history, he pores over the history of the man from whom we took the pituitary gland. Page inserted in the notebook. Klim Grigorievich Chgunking. 28 years old, unmarried. Non-party member, sympathizer. Tried in court 3 times and acquitted. The first time due to lack of evidence, the second time his social origins saved him, the third, probation with 15 years conditional hard labour, theft and burglary. Profession, balalaika player in taverns. Short, poor physique, liver distended, alcohol. Cause of death, a stab wound to the heart in the stop signal bar at the Preobrazhensky gates. The old man spends all his time sitting poring over Klim Chigunsky's case history. I don't understand what the point is. He mumbled something about not having realized that he ought to examine Chugunkin's entire body in the autopsy room. What the point is, I just don't understand. What difference does it make whose pituitary gland it is? 17th January. I haven't made any notes for several days. I was ill with influenza. During this period, the subject has developed to his final form. A. Entirely human in terms of body structure. B. Weight about 3 poods. C. Short. D. A small head. E. Has begun to smoke. F. Eats human food. G. Dresses himself independently. H. Conducts conversation fluently. So, that's the pituitary gland for you. Blot. I am terminating the case history of the illness at this point. We are dealing with a new organism. It should be observed from the beginning. Enclosures. Shorthand records of speech, phonograph recordings, photographs. Signature. Assistant to Professor Filip Filipovich Preobrazhensky. Dr. Bomenthal.